And you know that sound means 3 Minute Fiction is back. Here to kick off round 10 is the former host of this program and the curator of 3 Minute Fiction, Guy Raz. Guy, welcome back.
It's great to be back.
And in just about a month, Guy is going to launch our newest show, the TED Radio Hour.
That's right, and we're so excited about it, Laura. So stay tuned. The TED Radio Hour begins March 1st, but in the meantime, there is some 3 Minute Fiction to get to.
Sounds good. I'll be back in a minute.
No problem. Okay, so folks, we are now launching round 10 of 3 Minute Fiction. And if you're new or if you need a refresher, it's simple. In 3 Minute Fiction, we ask you, our listeners, to come up with an original short story that can be read in about 3 minutes, so no more than 600 words. And each round, we ask a writer we love to be our judge and to throw out a challenge, a twist, that you will then use to write your story. So this round, it is my distinct pleasure and privilege to introduce to you the brilliant and excellent Mona Simpson, author of most recently the novel My Hollywood. Mona, welcome to 3 Minute Fiction.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've been getting all kinds of emails and letters from folks all over the country for the past 2 months. They've been asking for a new round. So, Mona, from your lips to the page, what's the challenge you came up with for round 10?
To write a story in the form of a voicemail message.
So the challenge is to write a story in the form of a voicemail message. That's a great idea, like a crazy voicemail message?
It doesn't have to be crazy, but it could be crazy. It's by nature first person, basically a soliloquy or a monologue. You know, it could be any number of dramatic scenarios which will unwind in the 3 minutes.
How about like, beep, hey, Mona, it's Guy. I'm calling to tell you that I don't think things are working out anymore. So maybe we should see other people?
Yeah.
Like, could that be a good start?
Mm-hmm. It could.
It was just for dramatic effect.
Yes, absolutely.
There's something so impulsive about voicemail messages. Many people have left voicemail messages that they go on to regret. Have you ever left a voicemail message for somebody that you went on to regret?
Oh, I'm sure I have. I can think of a few just this week.
Oh, no. Hopefully not to any agents or anything.
No.
All right, so round 10 of 3 Minute Fiction, Mona, is now open. We're accepting submissions until 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, February 10th. We have to be able to read your stories out loud in about 3 minutes, so no more than 600 words. Mona, remind us one more time what the challenge is.
The challenge is to write a short story in the form of a voicemail message.
And remember, just one entry per person. To send in your story, head to our website, npr.org/3MinuteFiction. That's 3 Minute Fiction, all spelled out, no spaces. Each and every story will be read by our staff with help from creative writing graduate students from across the country, including at Vanderbilt, NYU, and the University of Houston, to name just a few. Now, throughout the contest, we're going to post some of our favorites at our website. We'll also air excerpts from those stories on the show, and novelist Mona Simpson will be the final judge. Mona, thank you so much for joining us this round. Any last writing tips for our listeners before you go?
I think we're hoping for spontaneity and intensity and personality, freedom. It'd be fun to set a timer and just see what comes out a few times.
That's a good idea. The winning story will be read on this program in its entirety. The winner will also receive signed copies of all 5 of Mona's novels. And that story will also be published in the summer issue of the Paris Review. That, of course, is one of the most acclaimed literary magazines in the world. So, Mona, we will check back with you in a few weeks.
Great. Thanks.
That's Mona Simpson, the novelist and author of, most recently, My Hollywood. She's the judge of round 10 of our 3 Minute Fiction contest. Mona, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And once again, to submit your story, visit our website, npr.org/3MinuteFiction. That's all spelled out, no spaces, and good luck.